Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. My message for today I've entitled, To God Be Glory. Jude chapter 1, verses 24 and 25. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. As I read the words of this last breath in the book of Jude, I think of Jude as a brother of Jesus, an earthly brother of Jesus. I wonder what it must have been like to finally realize that he had been raised in a family with a man who was really the Son of God. I think how difficult it would have been to be raised in a family with someone who was always perfect. He never sinned. He never stole from his brothers or sisters. He never told lies. He never stretched the truth. He always did as he was told. He was perfect in every way. Jude was not perfect. Cecil is not perfect. You are not perfect. But Jesus was perfect in every way. And to God be the glory is, I think, the words that Jude is trying to transmit in these last words of the small book that he penned. He is able to keep us from falling. Oh, it's so easy to fall into things that we shouldn't fall into. But we're not perfect, are we? At least I'll tell you, I'm not perfect. Far from it. I fail so many times and come before the Lord, and like a small child, I have to say, I did it again. I'm so sorry, God. Please forgive me. You know, the amazing thing is not how many times I have to come and ask for forgiveness, but the willingness of God to forgive me over and over and over again. You know, it just reminds me of 1 John, that if we confess our sins, he's always faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I want to be that way for other people. I received a comment from a granddaughter. And, you know, I was so stunned, and yet I was so pleased by what she said. She said, you don't have all the answers, but you're always there for me. And I thought, wow, it was one of the greatest compliments I have ever received. I don't have all the answers, that is certain, that is for sure. But I always want to be there to do what God has called me to do, warts and all. And to God be the glory, not to me, but to God be the glory. Heavenly Father, as we come into your presence, our desire is to be more and more like you, that we will be there for people, that we will be there to share what little we know, what few things that have come across our mind that you have placed there for a purpose. I pray that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart would always be focused on having you receive the glory and the honor and the praise and dominion and the power and the majesty forever and ever and ever. It's rightly yours. And we want to be a part of that. Help us to walk humbly before you, Lord, without falling. Presented faultless, not because we have not made mistakes, but because your righteousness is what makes us faultless in your sight, not by works that we have done, but by the finished work that you have done in our behalf. Thank you so much for that. And we pray this in Jesus' precious names. Amen. Blessing, dear heart. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. Please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.